fades out just like that. Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 92. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with CSS with the song Left Behind. That's from the band's new album, Donkey, released July 21st on Sub Pop Records here stateside. A very dancey band out of Brazil with their second album and their first one for the big leagues, I guess. The album itself sounds a lot like that track. Fantastic 30-second songs looped over and over and over again and then faded out when they've decided that you've danced enough. At first, I thought maybe my promo person had sent me the wrong copy, that it was a sampler or a teaser. No, that's just how it works. So, it's up to you. Do you like that? If so, you're going to like the album. It is very smart and, like I said, great 30-second songs looped to be about to an our 4.5-minute length. Good for the dance floor, I guess. Coming up next, I've got a song by the venerable post-punk band Wire.
Misjudge your intentions. adoré ton extraordinaire aptitude au mensonge. Tu n'as pas du tout pensé à moi.
Oui, c'est vrai. Je passais par hasard, mais quand tu m'as appelé, ça, j'allais juste penser à toi, je te jure.
Is a great way to say goodbye to summer. That is Air France with the song No Excuses from their album No Way Down that came out May of this year on Sincerely Yours Records, band out of Gothenburg, Sweden. Before that, we heard from Rah Rah Riot with the song Can You Tell from their album The Rub Line that came out on Barsack Records August 19th, so just a few weeks ago. And that band's out of Syracuse. That is their first album for the big time, if Barsack is the big time. But It kind of disappoints. I really loved their first self-released EP. It was one of my very favorites of the year. In fact, one of their songs was my very favorite of last year. So my expectations were really high, and so the album was kind of inevitably a letdown. The first, I don't know, 7 or 8 listens, maybe after that it'll grow on me, but the first one just struck me immediately. So, I don't know, kind of lukewarm on that one. And we started things off with Wire with the song One of Us off their album Object 47. The band released that themselves on their Pink Flag label July of this year. And is the first one without a longtime member, but it's still quite good. And it doesn't speak of revival or bite on any of the current bands at all. So it just sounds like Wire continuing to be Wire, which is a very good thing. Coming up next, a band that definitely bites on current trends, but it's okay because they're the right ones. This is The Lodger.
Stairs to safety together. She says it's fine, but it's only a temporary measure. If you don't say a word and face the other way, the whole thing is absurd. That's all I have to say. I'm trying to be nice, and this is what I get in return. Will we ever learn? You could be waiting for some record. Hoping for the accolade, heading for some time where they know your name. It is a hopeless and pointless charade. Let's throw a dice and devise a solution together. If you want my advice, continue your
Sticking the knife for a while and get stuck here for the rest of my life. I'm sick
as noisy as that is the most tuneful song on the album. Once you strip away the layers of distortion and the sound that must only have come from a boombox in the center of the living room recording studio, that's a great little song. The rest of the album follows suit, though a little noisier, kind of like Electric Eels, but with a little more smarts and a little less testosterone. Band from Columbus, Ohio, Times New Viking. That song was Dropout off their album Rip It Off on Matador Records. Before that was Frank Turner with the song This Town Ain't Big Enough for the One of Me on his album Campfire Punk Rock that was brought to the U.S. on Welcome Home. It's a few years older than that, though, if you're one of those U.K. folks. Mixing Joel Plaskett there with a very obvious Billy Bragg and doing it quite well. So that album has made me smile. And we started things off there with The Lodger with A Hero's Welcome. A Hero's Welcome off the Life is Sweet album. I've actually got a Japanese pressing on Fabtone, the band out of Leeds. The album came out in April of this year, and obvious influences there. You don't need to talk all about the full line of twee and alt pop that came before them. I do need to tell you a little bit more about the podcast, though. We're running out of time. So you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 92. I've been your host, Sid Satter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. We're going to end things off this week with a track by Orso, who is Phil Spirito. Phil is a member of Rex and some other very loose and avant bands here in Chicago. This song is called Protest Song, and it's on his album Ask Your Neighbor that was just released on Contraphonic Records. Actually, I guess it comes out September 9th, so a couple of days from now, at least by my recording. So enjoy it, and thank you very much for listening.